Celtic at the top of the league table, and you get beaten 1-0 at East End Park. Good result for you.
It was great, yeah. I thought we probably just shared it. I thought first half we were excellent. We tried a wee bit of different shape and it worked really well. I thought the players kind of responded to what we were after, and I thought we had the better chances, played well, and I thought we were a better team first half. Obviously coming in 1-0 is a bonus. Second half I thought they upped the tempo a wee bit, and we struggled a wee bit second half, but showed a whole other side to the game. We showed kind of grit and determination and a fight and to defend, and did it really, really well. Obviously then you get the sending off as well with 10, 15 minutes to go, and it's kind of backs against the wall, but boys showed their character and they dug in deep, and I said I think they deserved the win.
You really contained them, because Celtic came at you right from the start, didn't they?
They did, yeah. Said, I thought we did okay first half. I said I was quite pleased at half time. I thought we passed it well, and Ryan Thompson and Alan Smith, they caused them a problem up top. I was pleased the way the back three worked. And
I'm lucky to hit the post.
Yeah, with Craig Shaw, it would have been a great goal. And we had one or two wee sniffs, and they were the same. So Ryan Goodfield had a couple of saves second half as well, which kept us in it. So we rode a lot of things, but I thought we defended really well as a team and worked really, really hard, which we kind of expected them to do all the time. And I thought we maybe shared it and probably deserved the win.
Any complaints with the sending off?
I thought it was a wee bit soft. I think the ball was a wee bit high, so he's got to kind of go and studs up. I thought it was a foul, maybe a booking, but I thought it was a kind of harsh red card, if I'm honest.
Unfortunately, it didn't make an awful lot of difference.
No, I know. It could have said, but James is still playing in the 17s, but with PJ on, Paul Joseph is still playing in the 17s, and we just put them on near the end and told them to work hard, and they'll do that. They've been great. They've came on and done well for us the past 3-4 games, and they're making an impact as well. So for them to get involved in a game like the night, and even to watch the likes of Ryan Thompson and Craig Dargo and the way about the go their business, it was great.
Excellent. Well done.